The change of plea hearing was held Friday, October 30th, after weeks of delays in a case that was filed back in 2012. All parties joined the hearing by phone from different locations, with Judge Pat Douglas presiding.
As to count three, sexual abuse of a minor in the second degree, how do you plead?
Guilty.
Second degree sexual abuse of a minor is a Class B felony. The state dismissed four other charges, including two unclassified felonies that could have put Jacko behind bars for the majority of his remaining years. Based on the pre-2006 guidelines, when the pleaded two crimes occurred, Jacko will be sentenced to no more than 10 years.
Our expectation is a sentence somewhere more than a couple years, something in the range of 4 years or thereabouts.
That's Clint Campion, the district attorney for the 3rd Judicial District. The allegations surfaced publicly in 2011 after the victim reported being molested and sexually assaulted on a number of occasions over many years by three different men. In 2012, after a year-long investigation by state troopers, an Anchorage grand jury handed down indictments against Jacko, Benjamin Foss, and Kiska Shugak. The latter two were 53 and 23 years old at the time. Foss and Shugak have each previously pleaded guilty to reduced charges and served little or no jail time. The allegations against Jacko were the most severe, and while most of the investigation is still sealed, a protective order request the victim filed in 2011 described occurrences of sexual abuse for roughly a decade, beginning when she was six. The problem, says Campion, is narrowing down specifically when those incidents occurred and then proving them to a jury.
Often in child sex abuse cases, understandably, especially when there's a delayed report, a child is not going to be able to recall specific dates. And so in this case, one of the challenges we were going to have was we've got a report that came in several years after the alleged crimes, and we just didn't feel like we were going to be able to prove each of the individual allegations beyond a reasonable doubt because of those concerns about specificity.
This case passed through the hands of some five different assistant district attorneys before it was settled. Javier Diaz in Anchorage was the final prosecutor assigned to the case, but approval for the plea deal went through Campion and even through his boss, John Skidmore, the director of the law department's criminal division. Campion says while plea deals can sometimes look like the offender is getting off easy, there are upsides the state considers, including sparing the victim the potential trauma of a trial.
The plea agreement is an attempt to hold the offender accountable, which in some measure it does. It also avoids the difficulty of a trial. And there's certainly value in a plea agreement from the perspective that, you know, she doesn't have to testify and be subject to cross-examination. And, you know, there's some recognition that she was right. She was telling the truth, and the guilty pleas do reflect that.
To what extent Michael Jacko believes the horrific accusations against him are true will likely be discussed at sentencing. Judge Pat Douglas will listen to arguments from the prosecution and defense, and from the offender and the victim if they choose, before she sentences Jacko at a hearing scheduled for February. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.